Ah, hello, Mr. Smith. Very pleased to meet you. Thank you for coming in. Please, take a seat. Would you like a cup of tea? Coffee? Water? No, very well. So, tell me, Mr. Smith, have you ever visited a sex therapist before? No? Well, that's okay. Well, as you know, your case was referred to myself by your GP. Your doctor was kind enough to pass over all of your case notes, and I must say this appears to be one of the most severe cases of premature ejaculation I have ever seen. Not to worry, though. I am a specialist in this field, and with that in mind, there's a few things you should know. Firstly, my methods could be described as a tad unorthodox. You see, Mr. Smith, I take a very hands-on approach to my work. And yes, Mr. Smith, I do mean that literally. Some patients find this method a little uncomfortable, but I do believe the results speak for themselves. With that in mind, I need you to sign these consent forms. Fairly standard stuff, really, at least for the most part. Some of the terms may appear a little unusual, but I'm sure you understand I have to protect myself legally. You see, for these sessions to work, I need your permission to touch and stimulate certain parts of your body. Mr. Smith, to put it plainly, I need full access to your penis. So if you could just sign here, and here, initial here, and today's date here. Okay, good. I'm happy to see you filled out the questionnaire I sent you. Some of the questions may have seemed a little odd, but I assure you it will all start to make sense very soon. Now, the technique I find to be most effective in these cases is a type of therapy known as edging. Various sexual acts will be performed upon your person, bringing you to the edge of orgasm, and when you are almost at the point of no return, so to speak, we will stop. And that will be the end of the session. We will then repeat this technique over multiple sessions, week after week. You see, Mr. Smith, I'm going to build your sexual stamina. I'm going to teach your body how to hold back your orgasm. Do you understand? Yes, it is unusual, but there's really no need to be nervous. I promise you, we will keep this very professional. I'm not a prostitute, Mr. Smith. I am your doctor, and you are my patient. And, as such, I have a duty of care, and I want you to know you can end the therapy whenever you want. Good. Now, please remove all of your clothes and hop up onto the bed. Ah, nurse, yes, please do come in. I hope you don't mind if my nurse takes some notes, Mr. Smith. All she's going to do is sit in the corner with a stopwatch and take notes. Don't worry, I assure you she has seen this all before. Come on, Mr. Smith, all of your clothes. That means boxers too. You can keep your socks on if you wish. Good. Now up on the bed, please. Now, Mr. Smith, I need to ask you a question. It is of the utmost importance that you answer me honestly. If you are not honest with me, this therapy simply isn't going to work. So, Mr. Smith, tell me, do you find me attractive? It's quite all right. I won't be offended if you don't. Just answer me honestly. You do? Are you sure? It is very important that you find me sexually attractive for this to work. Because if you don't, I have a number of colleagues who may be more suitable to your tastes. You think I'm smoking hot? Goodness. And you're telling the truth? Good. That will make this so much easier. So, you make yourself comfortable, and I'm going to pop behind this screen and change into something a little more, well, a little more suitable. So, that survey you filled out, Mr. Smith, you may remember it asked specific questions about what gets you aroused. I noticed you like the usual sexual acts that most men enjoy. Fellatio, hand relief, penetration, etc. One thing I did notice, though, one thing that stood out was your fondness for large breasts. And, as luck would have it, it just so happens I have been quite blessed in that department. So, are you ready? See anything you like, Mr. Smith? Well, by that expression on your face, I'll take that as a yes, shall I? I wore this lacy bra, one size too small to help draw attention to my already very large bust. Nurse, please take notes. Patient appears to be exhibiting clear signs of arousal at the sight of my large breasts in lingerie. Penis is almost fully engorged, no physical contact has yet taken place. Now, Mr. Smith, as our sessions go on, you may notice the therapy will become more and more intense. But please don't be alarmed. In this first session, we're going to take it very slow, so just try to relax. Okay, Mr. Smith, I'm going to stand over you and slowly stroke your penis. Now, the rules of this therapy are very simple. You must tell me if you feel you are about to ejaculate. I will periodically be asking how close you are from a scale of 1 to 10. Do you understand? Good. Nurse, hand me that lube, would you? Thank you. Nurse, please start the stopwatch. We are beginning with some very slow and sensual hand relief. I want you to relax and feel my hand gently gripping your penis, slowly gliding up and down the length of your shaft. You see, Mr. Smith, your penis is a muscle, and, like all muscles, it needs to be stretched and exercised. You know how important it is to stretch before you go for a run, don't you? Well, this is quite similar. Think of this as training for your penis, sort of penis reconditioning. Nurse, take notes. Patient appears to be growing and hardening in my clenched fist. Heart rate is increasing and his breathing is quickening. Mr. Smith, please, do not close your eyes. I'm going to need you to stare directly at my cleavage. The whole point of this exercise is to achieve maximum arousal. Mr. Smith, how close are you right now? Oh my, that high already. Nurse, please note that Mr. Smith is at a 4 after only 1 minute of hand relief. Now, Mr. Smith, I also read in your file that you get very aroused by dirty talk. I have been studying and practicing some medically approved words and phrases that have been proven to increase arousal in men your age. Nurse, please make note. At 1 minute 34 seconds, I am employing verbal stimulation. Am I making my naughty patient feel good? How does it feel getting wanked off by your big-titty doctor, huh? Do you like staring at my big, fat fucking tits as my hand slides up and down that big fucking cock of yours? Yeah. Look at the way these massive jugs wobble as I'm wanking your big fucking cock. Hmm? I bet you'd love to spunk all over these big fuckers, wouldn't you? Yeah, you fucking would. Nurse, please note patient is producing a large amount of pre-ejaculate from his penis. Tell me, Mr. Smith, how close are you to coming from 1 to 10? I see. Nurse, please note patient is at a 6 out of 10. Do you think you could hold back a little longer, Mr. Smith? Good, good, okay. Back to it. My goodness, Mr. Smith. My big fucking baps are getting you so fucking excited. Hmm? How'd you like me to flop these big knockers out? Hmm? You like them, huh? Why don't you come here and bury your face in between these gorgeous, round, pillowy tits while I wank you off? Do you like being smothered between my big fat knockers, Mr. Smith? Getting smashed between two warm tits? Breathe in my cleavage flesh, Mr. Smith. How incredible do they smell as your face is being pushed deeper and deeper into my big bust. Oh, fuck. How would you like to slide your hard cock between them? What's that? Oh dear, I can't hear you with your head buried between my breasts. Let me release you from my bosom. Now, would you like to bury your cock in my big fucking tits until your cum explodes all over me? Or you would? Okay then. Nurse, please mark the time on the stopwatch. Make a note that we are now beginning mammary intercourse. Mr. Smith, have you ever engaged in mammary intercourse before? You haven't. Well, I can't say I'm surprised. According to your relationship history, you have never dated a woman with breasts much larger than a B cup. And quite frankly, mammary intercourse is mostly suited to women with naturally large breasts. Like mine. I must say, it's quite a shame for you, for a young man with such a large breast fetish, that you have never experienced this act. Well, I'm sure you've heard of it, but allow me to explain how the procedure works. So, this part of the therapy is quite simple. I'm going to place your erect penis between my breasts. I will then squeeze my breasts around your penile shaft, creating tightness and stimulation similar to penetrative sex. Slang terms for mammary intercourse include titty fucking, tit fuck, tit job, or tit wank. So, Mr. Smith, if you'll allow me to get back into character. Would you like to fuck my tits? There we go. Put that cock right between these big, fat fucking tits. My tits are so fucking massive. It's going to disappear. Oh, don't worry, Mr. Smith. That isn't anything to do with the size of your cock. It's just my tits are so fucking big that they just seem to swallow up men's cocks, no matter how big they are. Your cock is actually a good size. Good. Does that feel good? Do you like the way my soft fucking tits feel squeezed around your fat fucking cock? Oh, fucking hell, Mr. Smith. You're soaking my tits in your pre-cum. Oh. At this point in the treatment, I usually have to get the nurse to bring over my big bottle of lube. Clearly that isn't required in this case. Oh, Christ, my tits are soaking in your pre-cum. This is pre-cum, isn't it? You haven't already come, have you? Oh, fucking hell. I've never seen so much pre-cum. It's like a little stream trickling down my cleavage. Oh, that's it. Really fuck these big fucking knockers. I never met a man that didn't love being wanked off by my big fat fucking tits. Oh, Mr. Smith, I hope you know how lucky you are. I don't do this for every fucking wanker that comes in here. I'm giving you the hottest, wettest, nastiest tit wank you've ever experienced. Oh, Mr. Smith, I bet when your GP referred you to me, a sex therapist, you had so many questions. But by the time I'm done with you, the only question you'll be asking yourself is, are you going to come on my face or on my tits? Would you like me to suck your cock with my wet, sloppy mouth? Oh, until you blow me a warm, gooey spunk all over your pretty doctor's face? Or would you prefer to spray your load over your doctor's big fun bags? Or maybe you're a true naughty boy and you want to come deep inside my pussy with your face buried between my massive jugs. Well, as much as you'd like to come, Mr. Smith, you aren't allowed. Not until I say you can. Yeah? Oh, yeah? Fuck doctor's big tits, Mr. Smith. That's right. Fuck 'em. Fuck my tits. Just look how your big cock perfectly slides back and forth through my soft, pillowy tits. Yeah? You like that? Oh, you're in such good hands, Mr. Smith. You're getting a tit wank from a tit wank expert. Nobody does tit wanking quite like me, and I have the most perfect tit wanking tits. Soft, deep cleavage that was fucking made for tit wanking a big, fat fucking cock like this. Don't hold back now. Really pounds those big fleshy mounds. Oh, are you okay, Mr. Smith? Your breathing is getting much faster. How close are you? An 8 or a 9? Oh my, we have to stop. Nurse, please stop the stopwatch. How long was that? Oh, I see. Well, that's not too bad, considering all that stimulation. I thought you'd be much quicker. Still a long way to go, of course. Okay, Mr. Smith, feel free to take a few moments to wind down, then put your trousers back on. Next week, we will be moving on to oral stimulation, so please don't forget to thoroughly wash your penis before coming in. Oh, and another rule of the therapy. While the therapy is ongoing, the only place you are to be sexually stimulated is in this office. So please refrain from masturbating at home, okay? If you ejaculate, you'll undo all the good work we're doing here, so no coming, understand? This is very important. No matter how tempted you are not to come. Not until I say so, okay? Good. I want to thank you again for coming in. I'm going to get changed and clean this pre-ejaculate off my chest. When you're ready, the nurse will see you out. Goodbye, Mr. Smith. See you next week.